Hi guys, this is Carissa Larry here at the 92nd National Convention of the FFA here in Indianapolis, Indiana. I'm sitting down with Myra Foster here with Sealed Air. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you doing today, Carissa?
I'm doing pretty good. The weather out there is pretty nasty, but good thing we're inside here. Absolutely. For the convention. So could you tell us a little bit about CryoVac and what it has to offer?
Okay, well, CryoVac is a major brand within Sealed Air Corporation, and we are some of the early pioneers of essential food packaging. We provide packaging materials and equipment solutions that help to preserve and protect food products from the point of manufacturing all the way to the home of the retail consumer. Sealed Air, in particular, also has a protective packaging brand, and we are the inventors of the iconic bubble wrap. So in addition to providing packaging, equipment, and material solutions to protect food, we protect a lot of products that move through e-commerce shipments around the world every day.
And so what is it like working for a global company like this?
Oh, it's absolutely fantastic. I come from a small city in South Carolina, and having worked for Sealed Air for the last 29 years, I've been afforded the opportunity to have a number of different roles. And being part of a global opportunity or a global company lets you see the world through a totally different lens than the lens that you may have grown up to with, or even for the area that you live in. And so I've been afforded the opportunity to travel across Europe and China and India and other parts of Asia and the world. And it's been a fantastic opportunity, because I think the more that you can see the world and the more that you can empathize with what others deal with and the challenges that our customers and their customers face, I think the more enabled we are to help deliver solutions to meet their needs.
And so, Myra, how does being a minority in agriculture set the tone for future farming?
Well, I think that's a great question, and I think as a woman of color that we have a rich history in building the foundations of this country, and farming is a big part of what we did when we first came here. And so I think it's important to always remember your roots and to recognize the value of what our ancestors have done before us, and to leverage that into opportunities that lead to professional development and professional opportunities and careers, whether it's in ag, whether it's in packaging science or meat science or food science or microbiology, which happens to be my background. So I think just having a good confidence in your skills and a good understanding of the foundations that were laid before you is a reason to be proud of being in this industry.
If you can give one word of advice for someone going into agriculture or advocacy, what would you tell them?
I'd say, and it's a bit cliche, you know, the sky really is the limit. I think you have to be true to yourself and know what it is that lights the fire for you and what you enjoy doing. Don't take no for an answer. Try different things, and if the first thing doesn't work out, there are lots of other careers to pursue. And I think that's the important thing to remember, is once you have the skill set and the background, it's really about being a good critical thinker, being a good leader, and then paving your own way.
Myra Foster here with Sealed Air. This is once again Carissa Larry reporting for FFA Today with the 92nd National Convention here in Indianapolis, Indiana.